DKIM and TXT, or CNAME record, which one is better? The article explains domain keys identified mail, DKIM records, focusing on their role in email authentication and the differences between using TXT and CNAME records. A DKIM record stores a public key in the domain's DNS, enabling receiving servers to verify whether an email has been altered during transit. While DKIM records are typically published as TXT records, some email providers prefer using CNAME records to delegate DKIM management. A DKIM record includes components such as the version tag, V equals DKIM1, selectors for identifying specific keys, a public key for verification, a DNS location to retrieve the key, and a hash algorithm that creates a secure digital fingerprint of the email content. TXT records give domain owners full control over DKIM keys, offering better privacy and independence from third parties. They require manual configuration and key rotation, which can be error-prone and challenging for users with limited technical expertise. CNAME records, on the other hand, point to the DKIM key hosted by an email provider. This simplifies setup and automates key management, making it ideal for less technical users or those using email services like SendGrid or MailChimp. The downside is reduced control, possible performance issues due to DNS resolution limits, and provider-specific constraints on CNAME usage. The choice between TXT and CNAME depends on the user's needs. TXT is better for those seeking control and self-management, while CNAME suits users prioritizing ease and automation. Importantly, both record types cannot be used simultaneously for the same DKIM selector. Choosing the right one ensures effective email authentication and protection against spoofing and phishing threats.